Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Okay, and finally here to talk us through what's coming up on our big and small screens this week, our RTE Guide Movies editor, Michael Doherty, and Serena Bellissimo of entertainment.ie. Good afternoon, guys.
How are you?
Serena, you want to talk about the Sex and the City reboot.
Yeah, yes, and you're a massive fan.
Huge fan.
And just like that, it's coming back on Thursday. There's great excitement because, look, if we're going to be honest, the first season wasn't great, but we all still watch. We're all there watching all 10 episodes. The girls are back for 11 episodes, but the most exciting thing is...
is that Samantha's back.
She is
briefly.
Back. Very briefly. I reckon we're going to see her on screen for maybe 20 seconds and we're going to light up for that. She filmed on her own. She also brought back Patricia Field, who did all the styling for Sex and the City, but she hasn't worked on And Just Like That, and she only wants to work with Kim Cattrall. So it'll be interesting to see. Making a cameo is going to be Tony Danza. Actually, more than a cameo, Tony Danza is playing. Remember Who's the Boss?
I love Tony Danza. Yeah.
He's, maybe you'll watch now. He's
still,
going to be playing Shay's dad.
Going. Yeah.
And Sam Smith is going to make a cameo. We don't know what it is, but he put up an Instagram post saying, I'm going to make an unholy show of myself.
Amazing. Loving Sam Smith's work these days as well, I have to say. So that's on Channel 4?
No, that's going to be on Sky Atlantic.
Sky Atlantic.
And if you miss it, Thursdays every week, 11 episodes, and it'll be on Now TV.
Okay. Yeah. Michael, The Greatest Days, this is a cinema release to take that,
yes,
Mamma Mia is to ABBA.
Absolutely, yeah. And Bohemian Rhapsody and the Elton John one. It's basically, it's a take that, it's a jukebox musical which has gone from the stage to the screen. And it's basically, it's about four young girls who in their youth were mad into Take That. And now years later, they've all gone their separate ways and the band are reuniting. So Aisling Bea, who plays the grown-up version of like the leader of the girls, she decides to get them all back together to go and see the band. And that's sort of the story of it. And I suppose well, my tolerance of it, and I'm saying tolerance, it really depends on your appreciation of Take That.
Yeah.
I mean, they're a good band, and there's a few songs I do like, but there's a lot of songs. I mean, it really is. It goes through the whole gamut of Take
right,
That
yeah,
back
yeah.
catalogue. So
there's
really,
some deep cuts there.
Your
well.
Tolerance yeah. depends on how much you like Take That. But it's good fun. I mean, the cast is terrific. Aisling Bea is great.
Yeah.
And Lara McDonald, the young Irish actress who plays her, the young version of her, is terrific as well. But again, I think it will depend on how much. And I know a lot of people in the office were very excited and they loved it and thought, wow, because they loved Take That, but
yeah,
you know,
right.
if you don't look okay. Take That, maybe.
So I think everyone's clear on whether they should go and see that.
Yeah.
Serena, Flaming Hot on Disney Plus, and there's a lot of buzz about this. It's about a guy who invented a tortilla chip flavour,
well,
which doesn't sound promising.
Well, do you know the Cheetos that they have in the States, right? They're quite bland. They're like a cheese flavour. And it's if you've watched Air, do you know the film with...
about Nike.
Yeah, this is the film, similar, but it is about
Chris's
version.
Okay.
They're going down and he was a janitor and he was like, how am I going to save the company? And he was just like, us Latinos love stuff hot and let's make a spicy chip. And that sounds very simplistic. It is more than that. Eva Longoria, this is her directorial debut. I love that this is a story about someone who people wrote off. He wrote himself off and then he believed in himself. And he made his dream happen and you walk away. I know that sounds really schmaltzy, but you walk away from it going, I can do anything. And it is really good. And why I love this as well, like with Greatest Days, these films come in under 2 hours. Films these days
love
feel
it.
Like they need to be marathons.
Mm-hmm.
This
yeah.
is just over 90 minutes. Watch it, Disney
okay.
Plus.
Yeah, and it was a true story, but it turns
yeah.
out not true at all. But
yeah.
yeah, okay.
They're debating that.
Spoilers. Michael, a lot of people will be very excited about a limited cinema re-release of The Wicker Man. It's the 50th anniversary. And
yeah.
it really is the horror classic.
It is the horror. It's the folk horror classic. We've seen a lot of folk horror in recent years. Midsommar and Kill List and movies like that. But this was the daddy of them all. And it's 50 years old, as people will remember. Edward Woodward plays a policeman. Young girl goes missing on an island. He goes over innocently and he enters this world of where Christopher Lee is the laird of the manor and there's sort of a lot of strange occultish goings on and he finds himself slap bang in the middle. It's been shown as part of the summer solstice. So it's been shown on the 21st, on the night of the 21st in Belfast, Galway, Dublin and Cork. So, and it's the exact 50th anniversary.
Yeah. And it still packs a punch.
Oh, it still packs a punch. Yeah. I mean, it's not one of those, oh, it has dated. It's really eerie and it's still to this day. There's a reason why it's still regarded as one of the great movies, great folk
okay.
horror movies.
Serena, Platonic on Apple TV. This is Rose Byrne and Seth Rogen.
I love this.
So we're six Six episodes. At this stage, but they're all there for people, and one dropping every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday, yes. So there's 10 episodes. We're 6 episodes in. I love this. If you loved Rose Byrne and Seth Rogen in Bad Neighbours, you're going to love seeing them in this. In Bad Neighbours, they played a couple. In this, they play friends who were friends in their 20s, great mates, but then he got married to someone she didn't like. They went their separate ways. She finds out that they've just divorced. She reaches out to him. They rekindle their friendship. And it is just fabulous watching them be friends and just seeing a show about a man and a woman who don't have to be romantically in love. They are just friends, and the wild stuff they get up to, they realise they're not in their 20s anymore when they try and recover from what they got up to. Their chemistry of these two.
And the two of them carry it.
Oh, they are so good. And you know what's good about this as well? Punchy again, 30 minutes, yeah. Drops every Wednesday. If you want to wait to binge, wait until the 12th of July, then the whole 10 episodes will be on Apple Plus.
Okay, so that is Platonic on Apple TV. Michael, you wanted to mention an Irish film, Sunlight, with Barry Ward and Liam Kearney.
Yeah, terrific film. Yeah. It's a debut of, Claire Dix's directorial debut. She's well known for short features, and she did a great documentary called Broken Song. This is actually based on one of her short features called Take Me Swimming, which is about assisted suicide, which sounds a bit grim, but it's a marvellous drama. You mentioned Barry Ward plays a guy who's a recovering addict, and his mentor, played by Liam Kearney, has been given a terminal diagnosis and decides he wants to end it. And it's about Barry Ward saying, no, you must enjoy life, and he doesn't want his friend to die. And that's the story. And it's a mixture of, it's sad, it's poignant, but it's also very life-affirming. Beautifully written by Alva Keoghan. Wonderful performances. Barry Ward is one of our finest actors. Everything he's in is...
So one of those nice, small, low-key Irish films.
Very low-key Irish films, but really packs a punch. Okay. And I'd recommend it, because you might not find it very odd, because it'll be in a small rollout, but it's well worth seeing.
We'll see it soon, no doubt, somewhere. That's Sunlight. Finally, Serena, let's talk about Ted Lasso.
Oh, Ted Lasso. Oh.
Yeah, because the reason I want to ask you is because you're the only person I know who has watched season 3. Everyone watched season 1 and 2 because there was nothing better to do. But for some reason, everyone's like, no, I don't need to watch season 3.
Oh, watch season 3. It is the hug that we all need, Ted Lasso. It's so good.
Yeah, see, I think that's why nobody's watching. I think we feel embarrassed about watching it.
It is so good. Look, admittedly, season 1 and 2 were fantastic.
Yeah.
Season 3, I think it's 12 episodes long. It's it should have been 8 episodes long.
Okay.
Please, if you are watching it, get through the first 4 episodes, because you're watching it going, oh, it's about football. It shouldn't be about football. It's all about the heart. You will be crying by the end of it. I love it. It is all, if you like a binge, it is all available now on Apple TV.
Okay, so look, a low involvement watch, I suppose. Yeah. We're all in favour of that. Michael Doherty, Serena Bellissimo, thank you both very much.